the BK Tycho Group is in the house here, and they're going to do some things for us. There are six artists, Vicky, Isaiah, hi, Al, hi, Alex, Andy,
hello,
and Anita.
Hello.
Could you tell us a little about this, Anita?
Taiko started over 2,000 years ago in Japan, and mainly started in the temples and shrines, and was used in battlefields, was used in the communities and stuff like that. So it's been around for a long time, but the way we play in the ensemble drumming has only been around since about the 50s. The 1950s, okay. Yeah. So the ensemble drumming.
Now this is your third year here.
Yes, and Camille's so has been great.
Back.
Yeah, thank you so much. Gallup's been fun.
And you're going to do some drumming for us right now, I assume.
Yes, we're going to play a piece called Uchiwa Renchu. Renchu is a piece that was created by Seiichi Tanaka. He actually brought taiko to the United States in 1968, and this is a variation of that piece that we play on the Uchiwa drum, the fan-type drums.
Okay, thank you.
Ichi, ni, san, sore!
Thank you. That's very nice. What does BK Taiko mean?
So BK is actually an abbreviation for our name. The school name is Bushido Kenkyukai. Bushido is the way of the warrior. Kenkyukai is research society. And then taiko is the Japanese word for drum. It can mean any type of drum, not necessarily the particular types of drums that we're playing, but it means drum.
Okay, cool. And you've got a pretty varied group here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you said that you'd been playing 18 years mm-hmm. and someone else had been playing 4 months?
Alex. Alex is one okay. of our newest students.
Could you just tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Okay. So I actually had been playing taiko, like you said, for over 18 years. I'm actually a martial artist, so I've been doing martial arts for over 30, and that's what pulled me into the taiko community with being in the cultural demonstrations and stuff like that. I was with the first group that actually started in New Mexico in 1981, and then eventually I started this group in 2008. Andy?
Yes.
You tell
me. Oh, my name is Andy. I've been playing for 6.5, almost about 6 years, actually. And I started back in 2012. It's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot. It's been a really good way to keep in shape, a really good way to work out the muscles and the memory, making sure you know all the right parts, all the right play styles and pieces, and keeping yourself in physically fit enough to play it all.
And my name's Al, and I've been here about 5 years, and I saw these guys at Aki Matsuri down at Hispanic Cultural Center, and so I wanted to join them.
Cool.
My name is Isaiah, and I've been playing for about 7 years, and I think it's just fun, so that's why I keep doing it.
So Isaiah is 13 years old, and so he actually started with us when he was 7 years old. So he started as a little kid.
Wow.
And I'm Vicky, and I'm the older one of the group, by quite a bit, I think.
It's all relative.
Yes, it's all relative. I also thought it was kind of would look like a fun way to keep in shape, but it's just so fascinating. I love to hear the drums. And and I've been playing about 2.5 years, so I retired and had some time to do a few things that I want to do. So
good. That's great.
Hi, and my name is Alex. I've been playing for about 4 months. I've seen Kodo Performance, a taiko performance group from Japan, about 10 years ago, and I was really excited when I saw it, and I always wanted to try, and I was surprised to find out that there was a taiko performance group in Albuquerque, and so I joined.
His wife gave him taiko for his birthday.
That's very good. Well, can we hear another something?
Yes, we're going to have Alex play the fuwe, the Japanese flute. So this is a special type of flute that is used particularly with taiko drums, that the tones can actually be heard above the drums. But he's going to play a traditional piece, and we'll let you explain that.
So I will play a song called Sakura Sakura. Sakura in Japanese means cherry blossom, and the song is about the spring and the beauty of the season, which is the season of cherry blossom. The song is quite often played at international events representing the country of Japan.
Thank you. We're listening to in studio performance of the BK Taiko Group, a Japanese drumming group from Albuquerque, New Mexico. They'll be performing tonight down in front of Camille's at 7:15 for the first performance. And that's the interactive one, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to play a set, and then actually at the end we're going to actually have hands-on and invite people to come up and actually play the drums.
Now, just to clarify, is it only these drums, or are the other drums this evening?
Oh, there's much larger drums. Right now we brought in the small handheld drums because of the studio, but the people are going to be able to try out the much larger traditional taiko drums.
Oh, cool. Cool. How much do those weigh, the big ones?
Oh, my goodness. it depends on the drum, and it actually depends on the construction of the drums. It's very deceiving when you look at the size of the drums, because there's one of my drums, the Katsugi drum, is actually the lightest drum, and it's a 24-inch diameter by about 24-inch height, but I can actually lift it with two fingers. Yet I have another drum that's a little bit smaller that is really, really heavy because of the construction and how thick the walls of the drum and what it's made out of.
So that's where the workout comes.
Yes, lifting drums. Okay,
that's what keeps you in shape.
But actually with the playing taiko, unlike Western drum kit playing, we're not sitting, we're standing and oftentimes moving from side to side, lots of arm movement, and you know the pace can be quite rapid as well.
Okay, well, wow. Okay, well, and so that's the first performance at 7:15, and then you're going to have a second one at 8:15.
Yes.
At Camille's.
Yes, so there's two performances kind of back-to-back. There'll be a little break in between, but there'll be hands-on at both at the end of the performance.
Great, great. Well, do you have another one that you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, they're going to do another piece with the Uchiwa. Three of these guys are going to do a piece that we call Achi Kochi. It's kind of more of a visual, but they'll be able to hear it now here in the studio. But when you see it live, there's actually a lot more fun to visually see.
Well, we should have had this on television, but we don't have a television station here because that's quite a visual performance. It's like I'm thinking It's like ping pong almost, but a musical ping pong.
Yeah.
You know, playing back and forth. Have you guys been on PBS and what have you in Albuquerque?
Some of us have done some commercials supporting like the Japanese festival and different things like that. We've been on our local radio stations promoting other events. Some of us have even done theater type performances with some of the professional taiko players that come through town. We support them and help by anything from being roadies to actually playing in the background and helping with performances.
Do you have quite a few performances per year?
Or? We do. We actually travel quite a bit. It depends on the year and what the demand is. Like one of our fun things that we did this year is we actually went up to Los Alamos to several elementary schools and we taught over 1,500 children how to play hands-on with the taiko drums, and we did that in a two-week period where we went to multiple schools.
Oh, wow.
And worked with the kids. But besides coming to Gallup, we do Santa Fe, Clovis, the local communities like Valencia and Bernalillo, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course Santa Fe.
You do a lot of libraries?
No, we haven't.
No, not so much.
Mm-mm. We haven't done so much libraries and stuff. We've done, businesses have had us come out to do, you know, like grand openings or different, you know, big events that they're having. We've done some martial arts events as well where they're having like big banquets and stuff to support that.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of events.
That's great. I mean, I hope you keep doing it. This is great. This is great. Do you have time for another one, or are you up for that, or no?
With these drums, we don't really have anything else prepared with these small drums. I mean, these drums, and I don't know, I mean, like you said, people can't visually see what we're actually playing.
Yeah, it's a very visual thing you've got going.
So here, these particular drums, I think the smallest is about 5-6 inches, and the largest we have right now is probably about 12 inches for these handheld uchiwa drums. They're fan drums. These mm-hmm. are the drums that were originally played in temples, mainly by the priests and monks, because taiko, especially so many years ago, was only played by men, and it was the religious men that only were allowed to use these particular style that we have here in the studio. But, you know, drums were in the villages and stuff used as communication. There was even in the castles and stuff back in the day of the samurais and stuff like mm-hmm. that, there were drum towers, a dedicated drum tower where the drummer and his family actually lived, and that would signal events of the day within the castle, opening the gate, closing the gate, a warning system of evasion, other ceremonial type of things. It was a very important job.
So if you're being attacked, you're the first to go.
I don't know that. If you're up in the tower in the castle, probably not. But
but they would take you out as a.
But after you, they wouldn't know where you were until the sound, I suppose.
No, that's true.
Because I don't know if they would know necessarily where it is. But it was a very important.
Thinking of the downside.
The downside of that, yeah. But you know, taiko was used in the military as cadence in issuing commands mm-hmm. across the battlefields mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it definitely has its militaristic roots besides religion. Another interesting fact is it was also used in the fields for pest control. Critters, you know, especially this size, going through the fields, especially around harvest time, to chase away the critters out of the field and that type of thing. So, because the critters don't like the vibration.
Okay.
Huh?
Sumo wrestling?
Oh, there are different drums like for using martial arts and stuff that, like for the sumo wrestling tournaments, there were drums that were used to signal commands beginning and stop and with that because of all the commotion involved. There's still martial arts groups that use these type of drums in their events and tournaments and stuff like that.
So it's utilitarian in that, but also very ritualistic.
Yes.
And
yeah. It wasn't until like we said earlier, the 1950s, that the ensemble drumming was really brought out more of as a performance style for entertainment.
Well, I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. Well, the BK Taiko Japanese Drumming Group is going to be in concert this evening at downtown on front of Camille's on 2nd Street, 715. It'll be a very visual performance and interactive. And then at 8:15, another performance, and it'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun.
We're going to, after this interview, we're headed to Camille's, and if people want to stop by and say hello and talk to us, they're welcome to do that. I mean, Camille's has been a great sponsor for us.
Yes, they have. Out there. Yes, they have.
And they can come chat with us.
And if people want to listen to this again, there's be a two-week window archive on KGOP of this program, and we'll have the BK Tyco group amongst that too. Well, thank you all for coming. We really appreciate it. That's great.
Thank you. Domo arigato gozaimashita.